It's the Happiness Hour on the Dennis Prager Show every week at this time. Come hell or high water, frogs, lice, vermin. Yep, whatever it is, we talk about happiness. Happy people make a better world. They have a moral obligation to be as happy as you can and certainly to act it. So join me. It's the happy, 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 happy hour. Yes, it is. It's the happy, 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 happy hour. Yep. And by the way, as I used to say, unlike the happy hour at your local tavern, bar, or restaurant, you don't get inebriated, and it's free, and you may actually leave happier. I forgot to say that because it's been a year since I think I have announced that. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show. I devote an hour each week to happiness. Happy people make the world better. That's the reason I do it. I have almost a selfish interest, in, well, not selfish in the bad sense, but in the sense of enlightened self-interest. The more happy people there are, the better the world will be. And since I want to live in a better, kinder, finer, sweeter, nicer, more generous, more decent world, I want people to be happier because happy people make the world better much more than unhappy people do. And you know that in your own life. When are you most likely to be kind and want to reach out to others? When you're happy. Of course. So that's why I devote an hour every week to this. It's based on my book. If you like this hour, I can't quite follow why you wouldn't want to read the book, get it used, borrow it, but do read it. It's called Happiness is a Serious Problem. All right. Do we have this? Do we have a clip of this man or not? This is a professor. What is the university? Carnegie Mellon. Yeah. That's right. Carnegie Mellon. And the is a good-looking, strapping young man. I'd say he's about 40 years old, and he is, as I say, vigorous. Because you can see it on the internet. You can see him give this lecture. And he's going to die in a few months, according to his doctors, of pancreatic cancer. But he said, as he points out in his lecture, he feels perfect. I guess pancreatic cancer works very, very fast. Is that the way it is? I guess so. It's a very, very tiny survival rate of pancreatic cancer. Anyway, it's very dramatic. It's very sad. This vigorous young man with two wife and two little kids. And unless the doctors have it all wrong, he won't be with us next year. Very disturbing in that sense. There's no self-pity. In fact, it's almost the opposite. I mean, he has a joyful lecture. And we have a clip from him, and then I want to tell you what the subject is of the Happiness Hour. What is his name? I mean, we have to give him his due.
What wisdom would we impart to the world if it was our last chance?
Make me earn it.
A growing number of universities today are asking this exact question by inviting their best professors to give hypothetical last lectures, to think deeply about what matters most to them.
This lecture series used to be called The Last Lecture. If you had one last lecture to give before you died, what would it be? I thought, damn, I finally nailed the venue and they renamed it. So,
but for Randy Posh, a computer science professor at Carnegie Mellon University, the last lecture he delivered this week was more than just an academic exercise. He has pancreatic cancer and expects to live just a few more weeks or months.
If I don't seem as depressed or morose as I should be, sorry to disappoint you. And I assure you, I am not in denial. I am in phenomenally good health right now. I mean, it's the greatest thing of cognitive dissonance you will ever see. Is the fact that I am in really good shape. In fact, I'm in better shape than most of you.
And he is. They're cheering because he's doing push-ups, and then he does push-ups with one hand.
How to Achieve Your Childhood Dreams.
So anybody who wants to cry or pity me can come down and do a few of those, and then you may pity me.
The 46-year-old father of three young children told me he has few regrets and has achieved so many of his goals, walking in zero gravity, designing a theme park ride for Disney, and helping to develop Alice, the university's popular computer software project that allows regular folks to easily create 3D animations. Professor Pausch reminded his audience that it sometimes takes a while to see the good in people.
So I find myself on
all
the
right,
phone
let's,
with
all right, that, we've gotten enough. This was very powerful, and I'll tell you the subject here. There were really two, but they meld into the same subject. I have often said to you, and I've often said this in my lectures on the subject, that it is worth living as if we have a terminal illness. We do have a terminal illness. It's called life. We will all die, some sooner, some later, but we will all die. But, of course, since we don't know when, as this professor presumably does know when, we don't act as if we will die within a year. We act as if we will more or less live forever. Even though we know intellectually we won't, we act that way because, why? We waste so much time. Now, that's the subject here about happiness and an intensely lived life. And the word intense almost is a pejorative in many people's minds, but it's not in mine. A filled life is a life that is happier, and it will enable you, when you do reach the point of few days, months, or years remaining, that you can say, well, it was filled. I filled it. And it says the things that he did, and he has two children. And that's very important to happiness, to be able to say that I have lived fully. That's a big deal. Even when I was a kid, I thought of, what do I want to be able to say about my life when I am approaching death? And you want to be able to say that you lived a full life. Nobody lives whatever they want. It's not possible. Okay. If you wanted to be president of the United States, even if you wanted to be president and became president, you will not say you fulfilled all that you wanted, because every president knows how much they wanted to do when they didn't get done. So that's an inevitability. But living as if you are about to die would mean huge changes in your life, and I want you to ask yourself that question. How would I change my life if I were told by the doctors that there is as much certitude as they can have on the basis of their scientific and medical knowledge that you will die within a year? What would you do? And I want you to answer that, not for me. I want you to answer that for you. And that is the way you ought to live. Now, that doesn't mean there's no time for relaxation. I think every day has to have some relaxation. That is how I don't burn out. People ask me all the time, 25 years of radio daily, plus lecturing, plus writing a column, plus writing books, plus giving courses. I have a lot, plus very active dad. I have a lot in my life, but I have play every day. And that's something we should talk about. That may be worth doing. Instead, I don't take many vacations, but I take a mini vacation every day. Or I try. There are days I can't. But almost every day, I take a couple of hours vacation. I try to do it right after the show. That's when I try, because of the show is so intense. So I'm not saying that living intensely doesn't mean fun time, doesn't mean free time, doesn't mean recreation. Of course not. That's part of life that you have to do. But I will tell you what I believe I think you know. Sometimes I do this, by the way, on the show. I will say, call me up and tell me what I'm about to say. I won't do that this time, but I will tell you, I think a lot of you do know what I'm about to say. And the first thing is, either throw out or minimize your television watching. I think there is every study done, every points to the fact that prolonged TV watching, in fact, decreases happiness. That when the TV is finally shut off, if it is finally shut off, many people fall asleep to it. It's never off. For some people, it is never off. But that is my first recommendation. Now, Lamal, we'll take calls when we come back. 1-8-PRAGER-776. About leading life with the idea that, my God, I have limited time left. And filling it with depth and passion and love and intellectual growth and so much more that I will talk to you about. The Happiness Hour on the Dennis Prager Show. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show, specifically the Happiness Hour, every week at this time for about 10 years now. So about 500 hours. It's astonishing. By the way, what you know what that shows? It's apropos of my theme today. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here, in case I didn't say that. The theme is act as if you have a year to live. You will lead a much happier life if you act that way, because you will fill it so much more with meaningful things. And my first recommendation, because this is the first thing you would do. If you knew you had a year to live, I don't believe you would watch as much television. That's very hard for me to imagine. The wasteland of TV is you know what it is like? Aren't there things we eat that have absolutely no nutrition? It's really junk food for the mind, and it's forgotten. You don't. I would love to ask you what you watched 2 days ago. It would be, if you read a book 2 days ago, you'd remember. But I would love to ask, what did you watch 2 days ago? I don't know. Maybe you would remember. Did it add to your happiness? If you knew a year from now, let us just say, and I've used this example, let us say that instead of TV, you took an hour off your TV watching and instead took a musical instrument up. Right? Clarinet. For no reason, I'll just mention clarinet. So a year from now, just on an hour a day, you will be able to play the clarinet. You will play melodies. You won't be in your local Philharmonic Orchestra, but you will be in fact playing melodies. And my question to you is a profoundly simple one. Would you be happier next year playing clarinet or having watched that extra hour of TV? Or instead, an hour each day learning Portuguese, Chinese, Biblical Hebrew or Biblical Greek. It doesn't matter, whatever it might be. In other words, I do believe you have to work to be happy. Yes, you do have to work to be happy. It doesn't come, it doesn't fall upon you, which is one of the major themes of anything that I talk about here. By the way, confronting your mortality is the theme of this exact weekend. I think it's a coincidence, but it really turned out to be incredibly appropriate. Tonight is the holiest day in the Jewish calendar, Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. And what you do is, in fact, you do confront your mortality. That's the reason for the fasting, a major reason for it, aside from gives you a sense of humility and it induces penitence, but it also it lets you know this, and it is a major theme: who will live and who will die next year. That is the theme of this, the end of the 10 holy days of repentance in the Jewish calendar, and that's what this is about tonight and tomorrow: who will live and who will die. Confront your mortality, even if you're 8 years old, you still say that prayer: who will live and who will die. Who by fire and who by water? Who by choking and who by whatever? It's a very powerful, powerful prayer that's the centerpiece of the prayer service. Yes, you know, some of us at this service will not be here next year. We don't know the age of that person. We don't know anything about that person, but you must confront your mortality, because that will awaken you to leading a better life. Mortality does that. If we were immortal, we'd stay in bed all day, because you could read that book 400 years from now. Mortality is a bummer. I am not a big fan. I am not a fan at all of death. But intellectually, I know it gives life meaning, because there is an end to this life. Therefore, I know
that there is meaning. And I have to make it meaningful. Because I can't read that book 400 years from now. All righty, let's go to some of your calls here. 1-8-PRAGER-776. That's the number to reach me. And let's go to Pottsville, Pennsylvania, and Tom. Hi, Tom. Dennis Prager. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Dennis.
Hey.
I wanted to comment for quite a while now in speaking to you during the Happiness Hour about bringing up a theme of spending time with the elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Something I think we forsake too much, especially my generation. I'm 50 years old. I was one of 8 children raised in a devout Catholic home. But I always felt cheated when my father passed away the year after he retired. My mother, however, she survived.
I'm sorry, you felt cheated by what?
By not getting to spend a great deal more time with my father.
Yeah.
I was just starting college when he passed away.
That's terrible. It's a tragedy of a parent's death before the children become well into their adulthood. It is so sad because for both the child and the parent, because it's so good to get to know your parents as you get older. It's so helpful because the relationship between a 12-year-old and a parent is very, very different than a 32-year-old and a parent. But anyway, go on. You were cheated, in other words. I'm agreeing with you. Go on. Is he gone? Second time today. I hope we're not having phone problems. I mean, I didn't even hear a click. All right, too bad. I feel bad for Tom. All right, 1-8-PRAGER-776. And this is Crack Up, San Antonio, Texas, and Tracy. Hello, Tracy. Dennis Prager.
Hi, a pleasure to talk to you.
By the way, you know I will be at Pastor Hagee's church in San Antonio next month.
Yes, and we were going to try to come meet you.
Okay.
We would love to see you.
Wonderful. Okay.
I just wanted to let you know there's a research study that does show that your brain actually works less watching television than it does while you're...
You must send me that study.
I will try to locate it.
It's funny. I used to say I believe that there is more brain wave going on watching a plant grow than watching TV. But this is even better. Sleep.
Well, sure, and it makes sense because you dream and you have to come up with those images yourself.
That's right. That's right. You're right. That's right. That does make sense.
So.
Well, Tracy, thank you. Thank you. That's terrific. I love that study. In fact, even if you're not dreaming, that's the amazing. I have a real antipathy to TV. I think it is one. That and the deterioration of the colleges are the two worst things that have happened in my lifetime in America. We'll be back in a moment. 1-8-PRAGER-776. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you. Thank you. I get carried away here. I forget I'm on radio. It's what happens every time that he starts. And we have to do a show on music, Alan. When are you next taking off? That's what I'm going to do. Oh, am I going to have fun? Oh, my God. It's painful. It's painful. Uh-oh. Yeah.
I'll tell you when I'm next taking off. I'll tell you.
Yeah, you
know. You ask when I'm taking off? I'm taking off next week because I'm going to be in Chicago with my mother. We're going on a trip together. But the show the Happiness Hour is already planned.
What is he talking about? The Happiness Hour is next Friday.
I know. It's already scheduled. It's already...
You know what it'll be.
We know what it'll be.
About you and your mother?
No. Eva and I know what it'll be.
Do I know it?
Yeah, we're having a guest. We're having an author on a book on happiness.
Oh, no. I wasn't talking about music for the Happiness Hour. I mean a regular hour when you are with your mother. That's this Monday? Cool. What a I think so, yeah. Oh, you should see Sean's
smile.
Not this Monday.
Following.
A week from Monday. Oh, good. So I have time to prepare.
You're not going to do a music hour on a Monday.
Then don't see your mother on a Monday. You can't have both. You can't see your All right, let's go back here to the subject. On the basis of this, it works out so well because of the nature of today being the day before this, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. And that means a lot to Christians, too, the Day of Atonement being biblical. And so it's the whole point of it in the Judaism is to confront your mortality. You will be a better person because, you know, it's time for you. It's time for you to. What are we hearing here? Why am I hearing? Okay, fine. Okay, that's what I'm hearing. Yes. All righty, everybody. Welcome. So two things: the mortality thing, and the mortality in general of facing the fact that we're going to die. Living as if you have a year to live, you will live much happier. Because you will get rid of a lot of the time wasters like TV. Okay, let's go to some more of your calls here. And we go to Thousand Oaks, California, and D. Ella. Hello, D. Ella. Dennis Prager.
Good morning, Dennis. I'm a longtime fan, and I want to thank you so much for talking about Randy Pausch. I wanted to spell his name for your listeners so they could Google his lecture and listen to it in its entirety.
Go ahead.
It's P-A-U-S-C-H, and Randy is the kind of person he is.
How do you know him?
In great part due to fantastic parenting.
How do you know him?
He's my cousin.
No, your first cousin?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wow. Well, first of all, my heart goes out to your whole family.
I wish I could just hold her in my arms. She lost her husband of 50 years just a year ago, who was just a wonderful, delightful man. And now this is her pride and joy.
Oh, wow.
His sister forwarded me an email from Randy last night, and it said, boy, I'm going to be on Good Morning America this morning, 2020 next week, or CBS News next week, and 2020 is negotiating. Who knew death would be such a draw?
It's better not to have pancreatic cancer and not get on 2020.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, and he said this is not his choice. He has a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 15-month-old.
Oh, God.
And last week he took his 5-year-old diving with the dolphins.
Well, you know, I wanted to cry when I watched him, but he didn't allow us to.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'd be happy to have him on the program if you want to contact him.
I'll tell him and I'll send him...
Okay. You let them know. You know, just contact me through the website. Okay. More on this on happiness and mortality coming up on the Dennis Prager Happiness Hour.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get happy.
I love
you
it.
Gotta chase all your
this
cares
is perfect.
Away.
Gotta chase all your cares
Shout
away.
Out New York, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget.
Get ready for the judgment day. Boy, is that perfect? That's what today is. Tonight is the judgment day. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager, the Happiness Hour, talking to you based on this Professor Pausch, who's dying, and his lecture, and the idea of facing your mortality. You'll actually be happier if you realize that because you'll live much more a fulfilled, intense life. You guys who don't want to commit to marriage and you just want to go from woman to woman to woman, is that how you really want to end your life? If you knew you had a year to live, you wouldn't consider getting married? I mean, obviously you might not, because then you're not going to leave a widow. But you understand what I'm saying? Oh, gee, this is a great way to lead the rest of my life. I mean, it applies, obviously, most, I think, urgently to television watching, but it applies to almost anything. And there's certainly room for recreation and fun, and there has to be. I'm all for it. It's not an issue. An hour of TV is an hour of TV, but most Americans don't watch an hour of TV. That's the problem. 1-8-PRAGER-776 on this Happiness Hour. Let me take more of your calls here. We go to Joshua in Crystal, Minnesota. Hello, Joshua. Dennis Prager, thank you for calling.
Hey, Dennis. I got to tell you, you are a hero of mine. You've made my life better in many ways, so thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you for telling me.
Oh, sure. Say, about a week and a half ago, I was diagnosed with cardiomyopathy, and in a nutshell, that just means that a virus attacked my heart, and part the left ventricle is swollen up, and it isn't pumping as much blood as it should. Mm-hmm. With medicine and everything, the doctors are optimistic that I'm going to get better and do okay. But it does.
Well, wait a minute. The ventricles receive the blood. So what?
Well, the left ventricle pumps blood to the body. I think.
I thought the auricles pump the blood.
You
may be right. It's arteries that take it out. It doesn't matter. What am I? Forget it. It's irrelevant. I wanted to know the ventricle auricle difference. Go ahead.
Sure. No problem.
Okay.
Anyway, it just increases my risk of heart attack.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen a lot of different statistics, and honestly, I'm an individual, so who knows. But I'm taking care of myself differently, and just honestly, it just helped, it made me view life differently.
Yes.
Because I had to confront the fact that mm-hmm. I might not be around as long as I mm-hmm. expected. I have four boys and a wife, and
mm-hmm.
so anyway, I'm viewing life differently. And what I wanted to say was I've been a bit of a workaholic,
mm-hmm.
And I think the great missed commandment out of the ten in this culture is the commandment to keep the Sabbath day.
Yes, that's right.
One of my favorite pastors had said that at one point he talked about the Sabbath being a break from producing, in the way that the Egyptians before they left Egypt, their value was measured by how many bricks they could produce. You know, that was about it. And
Joshua, you are speaking to the converted. I want to tell you, your pastor and I, though I'm Jewish, he's Christian.
Yeah.
We have the exact same view. You know what I tell people when I talk about religion off the air? I say to them, I say, if you work 7 days a week and you make $1 million a year, you are a well-paid slave.
Right.
But you are still a slave. If you work 7 days a week, you may be well paid, but you are just as much a slave as those in Egypt.
Yep. And I believe that God created us to enjoy a relationship with Him and enjoy His creation. And anyway, this last week has really made me take that more seriously. I am taking a conscious effort to slow my life down and just enjoy it.
Because you won't be here. You don't know if you'll be here as long as you thought before the report.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly right. Good man. His call summarizes this hour. That is exactly what this hour is about. If you're told, you know, you may have 1 year to live, you will live differently. And I'm asking you to imagine, all of you, that you may have 1 year to live. That's exactly it. And we go to Tim in Whittier, California. Tim, Dennis Prager.
Oh, Dennis, it's a pleasure to speak to you, but it's not fair to have to follow that call, because to me that was such a powerful call.
All right, I can put you. You want to call? You want me to take you later?
No. I'm just saying.
No, your point is well. Your point is well taken.
I agree with what you're saying, Dennis. But what I'm struggling with is, to me, there has to be a balance. And a balance between taking care of yourself for the future. For example, if I was going to die within a year, I would probably eat ice cream every night. And that's not such a good thing for me over a long period of time.
That's a good point.
Or I wouldn't save money.
That's a fully, you would have for your children, let's say, if you have kids. But I understand. Right. You're right about the ice cream. That's a very good point. Yes. I agree with you. There's no modification in my agreement. You are right. It is attention. Everything in life is attention. But we live much, the problem is people are having their ice cream and not thinking their days are limited.
Exactly.
That's exactly the problem. But you are right. It's a great call. Don't worry. You were not outdone by the previous call. It's a very important point. There is a balance. It's absolutely right. But right now, it's imbalanced in the other direction, and people are still eating ice cream. They're having ice cream with their television. It's the worst of all worlds. That's exactly right. Okay, let's go. This is a good one. Is a colonel in the Army, Don?
Marine Corps Reserve, actually, just retired.
Marine Corps Reserve, just retired. Colonel Don, I'm honored. God bless you for your service. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I sent you an email back around March, April timeframe called Happy in Iraq. And the reason I did the email is I sat down and started thinking about the things I was grateful for. I listened to your show often, obviously. And one of the things I did is I listed everything I was grateful for, like, for example, breathing air that didn't have sand in it or water that was good to taste or so forth. But, you know, obviously the things at home I was grateful for, because America is such a great country. And, of course, each day you faced your morality.
God bless you. I want to look up that email. I've got to take a break. Forgive me. We got back in a moment. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show, The Happiness Hour. And it wasn't even planned this way. It was worked out amazingly that this topic should happen on this day, because it was based on this report. Who did it? The Wall Street Journal? Who gave us that video?
Wall Street Journal.
About this Professor Pausch at Carnegie Mellon, who has weeks or months to live in perfect health, but the assumption is the pancreatic cancer will kill him very, very quickly. And just heard from his first cousin, I guess her aunt is the man's mother. And he has three little kids. But of course he has no, he evokes no pity in the way he presents himself, but of course it breaks my heart. For him, his wife, his family, his mother, I mean, it's just, his cousin. I lost a cousin. I loved him tremendously. Eddie Prager. Those are losses. Those are losses. I think of Eddie all the time, in fact. And anyway, this Happiness Hour is about living as if you were given such a diagnosis. You don't know when you will die, and that is a very important factor in life, and so live more intensely, more fulfilled, bring you know, more love, more depth into your life, less TV, less nothingness. And ask yourself, if you got such a diagnosis, what you would change. That is right. Let me summarize some calls here. And let's see. Greg wants to tell us, a man brought marbles to represent how much time he had left, and every week he threw one away. Visualizing his mortality made him happier with being alive. Yeah, but how do you know how many marbles to start with? No, I understand the idea, but you don't know how many marbles to start with, obviously. Michelle, that's very funny. She gave her age with half. I love that. Little brother died when she was 5, so always been aware of how precious life is. Yes, she tries to cram everything into this life. That's right. You want to be able to say you did a lot. You lived a lot. I don't mean accomplished a lot. Lived a lot. Instead of thinking of how many years I have left, I think of how many weeks I have left. Kathy, that's a little intense. I'm not asking for the weeks. All righty. Now call in with any question under the sun. 1-8-PRAGER-776.